I'm going to have just a short word of prayer here because I can do nothing on my own. As Pastor always says, the Bible says that we can do nothing on our own. So I depend on my Lord and Savior. Help me with the message, and I depend on God to help you all to understand through the Holy Spirit. So let's just pray. Lord God, as I come to you one more time, thank you so much for the opportunity to come here this evening and preach your word and take a look at the wonderful things that you have done for us, and take a look at Jesus and take a look at his love for humanity. And that's what we're going to be looking at. Thank you, Father God. May your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. We're looking at, we're going to turn to John chapter 11. And it's a familiar thing that we've looked at before, but I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it because we do have a prayer time later on this evening. But we're going to take a look at it, and we see what is main. In fact is, I'm going to help you guys do something. I'm going to help you guys to learn a verse. Can you believe that, Roger? I'm going to help you learn a verse. And I'll tell you what, I think most of you will be able to get it. All right? But we have to wait and see. We understand now that it says, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary that was anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, and whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sister said unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. So now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. I don't wonder why they said Jesus loved Martha, her sister, and Lazarus. They had to name each one separate. It's kind of strange, but that's where the word of God says, and that's how what God had them put down. So it says, when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, that's talking about Lazarus, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Listen, when Mary and Martha had sent for Jesus, they was expecting Jesus to come and get to the place, and they knew that Jesus could be raised from the dead. They knew that Jesus would heal Lazarus if he just was there. But no, he waited some time. It's that his disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? So listen, Jesus had said, we're going to go back. But the disciples said, we can't go back in Judea. Don't you remember? That's where the Jews had gathered up rocks, and they'll stone you. They're going to kill you. They're after murder you. And it's not too long that they do murder him. But so we want to remember that. And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep. Then said the disciples, oh good. You know, if he sleeps, he's resting and he's going to get better. The disciples was similar to us. They hard-headed. They didn't understand quite much, quite a lot. So these things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I might awake him out of his sleep. And the disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he should do well. How about Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken taking of the rest and sleep. Then Jesus said unto them, Lazarus is dead. Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us go that we may die with him. See, they really thought that Jesus might be stoned to death. And and Thomas says, hey, I want to go along. I'm not going to let you go by yourself. I'll die with you. Then when Jesus came in, he found that he had laid in the grave 4 days already. Now, Bethany was nigh to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary stayed in the house. Was Mary maybe upset with Jesus that he hadn't come sooner, that he could heal Lazarus before he died? Who knows? Maybe so. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house, then said, Martha, unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whosoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever believeth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and now came unto him. And now Jesus was not yet come unto the town, but was in that place where Martha had met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comfort her, when they saw Mary, they rose up hastily and went out and followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary came with Jesus, where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. I want to talk a little bit about what Jesus had told Martha. Says, I am the resurrection. I am the life. I'm the resurrection. Yet Martha was talking about, yes, I know that Lazarus will be back to life again at the end time. But she didn't know it. She was talking to the resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. She was talking to the resurrection right then. So it was going to happen that Lazarus was going to live again. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in his spirit. We're going to talk about that just a little bit. He groaned in his spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Do you guys think you can memorize that verse? You think you might be able to get that done? There will be a test. There will be a test next week. Then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? And Jesus therefore again groaned in himself, come to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Jesus lifting up his eyes, that was the way that the men prayed in that day. They didn't bow their head. They lifted up their eyes and looked unto God and raised their hands and prayed to God, looking up in the heavens. And that's what Jesus was doing. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hast heard me always, but because of the people which stand by me, and said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary had seen the things which Jesus did, believing on him. But some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Let's look at some of the things these two things that Jesus done when it says Jesus wept. You might know that, and it's probably true that the tears of Mary and Martha moved Jesus. You see, Jesus loved these people as he loves us. Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And when he saw Mary and Martha upset and grieving, that moved Jesus. God sees the tears of grief stricken and is moved with compassion. You know, that's even today. That don't have to be 2,000 years back. That's today. He sees our tears. He sees our concerns. He sees our worries. He sees our grief. And he does something about it. We see here that God sees our tears. We see here God is touched by our tears. God is remembered. God remembers our tears. And God acts to dry our tears. God is love. He loves us so much, and he don't want us to hurt. He don't want us to be in pain, but he understands the pain. You see, it shows here that Jesus was truly human. And then we see Lazarus coming back alive, so he was truly God. Then Jesus wept. It says there are many aspects to hear of the words, these two words. Jesus was truly a man. He was truly a man. He wept. He had the emotions of mankind. He had the grief of mankind. And then there may be no sin or shame in tears. There's no sin or shame in tears. Jesus was acquainted with grief. So that shows the humanity of Jesus. Jesus was not ashamed of his humanity. Jesus identified with others in sorrow. And Jesus loved people. That's what we see with the statement that Jesus wept. And then Jesus dignified the tears of others in the Bible, who wept and all who slept. Abraham wept when Sarah died, was buried. Abraham wept when Sarah was buried. Jacob wept when he wrestled with the angel. David and Jonathan wept together. Because they loved each other greatly. Hezekiah wept over his sickness. Jesus wept over the sins of the nation. Oh, that, listen, that's what we should be doing today. We need to weep over the sins of the nation. We need to get down on our knees and ask God to forgive us of the cause of these sins of this nation. And Jeremiah was the weeping prophet. So we see here how much God loves us. We see how that God is truly human, but he's also, that Jesus is truly human, and that he's also God. And we could have looked at a whole lot more, but we don't have that much time, but that's just a quick rundown on John chapter 11. Let's just close with a prayer. Father, thank you again for this message that you've given us. And yes, we do see your love. We see your compassion. We see your humanity. But we see also Jesus, see God in you. Thank you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.